We all know that Altnagelvin waiting times and emergency department waiting times right across the north have been continually rising. But on the 15th of this month, waiting times to be seen in Altnagelvin were 581 minutes, nearly 10 hours to be seen in our emergency department. That is absolutely disgraceful, nothing short of disgraceful. The average across the north was 190 minutes. And what we see consistently is that Altnagelvin is at least twice the average waiting time of any other emergency department across the north. This isn't just about numbers, it's not about statistics. Both the patients and the staff in Altnagelvin are our families, they're our neighbours, they're our communities, and they will not be treated as second-class citizens. People are waiting in corridors, and we hear this consistently from constituents who come into our office, that they're waiting in corridors, they're being left for a long, long time, and they're actually leaving Altnagelvin because they haven't been seen after 9-10 hours, which is increasing the pressure on primary care and out-of-hour services. So the physical infrastructure at Altnagelvin has a key role to play in this, and the Department of Health need to step up and do better for Altnagelvin, for the patients and for the staff there. In January, we stood in this house and we had a debate. We got consensus from all sides of the chamber about the need for Altnagelvin to be adequately sized and adequately resourced in terms of its emergency department provision, but nothing has been done about it. And while we understand that in terms of actually putting forward a new emergency department, that that is a more lengthy process, we provided three aims and three objectives which the Department of Health could implement today. That was back in January, and none of those have been implemented. They failed to commission more inpatient beds, they failed to provide any additional staff training and consultancy at Altnagelvin, and they also failed to tackle any of the domiciliary care packages and the issues around that which we have raised. But this is about the pressure that it places on staff who bear the brunt of this, who are the front face. It's about low morale, it's around higher staff turnover. So I want to send a message again to the staff in Altnagelvin today that we have your backs, that we will continue to be your voice in this chamber to the Department of Health, because the excuses of this being around winter pressures just don't cut it. This is nearly the summer. This is now a 365-day-a-year crisis. The Department of Health need to step up. They need to put in proper procedures to support our patients and our staff in Altnagelvin.